Да, тепер ви старте погледнемо здай усе з іскористе гледава тура, не се прави. Погледнемо ке се да наредит із ojačevalniku, kar smo se učili, ne, kako bi še povečali izkoristek. Ne? No, in ena možnost, se pravi, our question is how to raise the efficiency of our amplifier. And this is what we are going to talk the whole hour. Not all people ever thought in this way, but today we have to think in this way. Today, just for an example, some people claim that telecommunications and internet have decreased the cost of transportation, the cost of energy. This is not true. Telecommunications today are using already 10% of the power producing by mankind on the world. Se pravi, 10% proizvodne energije, ki jo naredijo človek, gredo so telekomunikacije, ne? In pravijo, da telekomunikacije ne bi rešile problem prometa po ulici. Ne, se ne kuriti bencin za avto, kakor pa telekomunikacije. Vse si lahko pogledate primer mobilnih telefonov. Dobro, danes ne več, ampak 10 let nazaj, minuta pogovora s telefonom je stala več, kakor minuta vožnje z letalom. Ne? So, we are really inefficient in that way. If you look only 10 years ago, not today, but 10 years ago, 1 minute talking on your mobile phone was more expensive than 1 minute flying with an aircraft. So this is just to speak about what is the inefficiency in telecommunications. Telecommunications tend to be very inefficient, and this is the reason why we are trying to raise our efficiency, our power efficiency. 10% of the energy produced today by mankind, or the whole world, is used for telecommunication, not for transportation, for telecommunications. Because we have such inefficient equipment. Zato ki imamo tak neučinkovitosti. No, kakšne so bile zamisli? Ne? Ena zamisel, kako narediti učinkovito ojačevalnik, je jasno razred C. Ne? In ojačevati ločeno faza ovojnica. So, one idea was to use a class C amplifier in an amplifier that has separate processing for the phase and envelope. Such an amplifier, tako da imamo tukaj en omejevalnik. We start with a limiter. This limited signal is amplified with a class C amplifier, radio frequency amplifier, and this goes to the antenna. The other branch has an amplitude detector. Has ima tukaj en niskofrekvenčen ojačevalnik. Zato da je učinkovit, je lahko tukaj ali razred B. Lahko je pa tudi stikalni. Can also be on class B or switching amplifier, but a high efficiency amplifier. This is high efficiency amplifier. And this amplifier actually supplies the power, the DC power to the output stage. So we have modulation in the final stage. We amplify here the phase, so limited signal, and the envelope goes through an envelope amplifier. This may raise the efficiency somewhat. So, pravi, na ta način se da nekako povečati učinkovitost oddajnika, da imamo razred C na visokofrekvenčni strani, ampak ta ni napajen za konstantno napetost, ker še pa to napetost proizvaja en zelo učinkovit ojačevalnik, lahko je razred B, lahko je to stikalni ojačevalnik, ki ojačuje ovojnico, ampak ta deluje pri nizkih frekvencih, ta deluje pri visokih frekvencih. So the trick here is to have RF amplification of high frequencies with a class C amplifier, and we use a very high efficiency class B or even switching amplifier for the low frequencies. And this is modulating the supply voltage, so we have modulation in the final stage of this amplifier. This is the trick to get higher efficiency.
also used in old broadcast transmitters. Se pravi, stari oddajniki, radiodifuzni oddajniki, za amplitudno modulacijo so imeli pojačevalnik v razredu C, radiofrekvenčni, ne? In so imeli tukaj pojačevalnik v razredu B z audio, ne? Signale, tukaj je bil mikrofon, ne? Mikrofon. And this was modulating the DC power of the output state. In fact, this trick was the first used and then they modified into this. So, the first broadcast transmitters had an independent generator, class C final amplifier, but this class C amplifier was not supplied with a constant voltage, it was supplied by the modulated voltage provided by a class B audio frequency amplifier driven by the microphone. This was the trick to have modulation in the final stage and very simple final stage with a class C vacuum tube or transistor. In znači so lahko meri zelo učinkovito oddajnik v razredu C z elektronko ali pa s transistorjem, ne? Medtem ko je amplitudna modulacija prišla skozi. Jasno, to je bil samo AM oddajnik, ne? This was just an amplitude modulated transport. Druge take rešitve so bile dobro, so bile še druge rešitve. Če gremo zdaj pogledati nasprotno stran, ne? Gremo pogledati UMTS oddajnik. So if we look now at the other extreme, UMTS. UMTS required a very highly linear transmitter. And no one ever thought about how much power is going to use in a UMTS transmitter. Noben ni razmišljal o tega, koliko moči bo tu požarilo, ker vsi so mislili, da tu bo delalo kakor GSM in GSM itak vemo, da dela dobro, ne? In so mislili, da bo tudi UMTS šel, ne? Da bo tudi... No, UMTS je pa grozljiva ta zahteva za linearno. No in pri UMTS-ju se uporablja feed-forward pojačevalnik. UMTS uses the so-called feed-forward amplifiers. How is this thing done? We have one amplifier in class A. Imamo v razredu A eno pojačevalnik. Ampak od tega pojačevalnika, če je tu vhod, z enim sklopnikem poberamo vzorec vhodnega signala. Na izhodu tega ojačevalnika, tudi z enim primernim sklopnikem, poberamo vzorec izhodnega signala in ga še primerno zadušimo. So, this is a coupler. This is a coupler. We take a sample with a coupler of the input signal to the amplifier, and take a sample from the output signal. Now we delay the input signal for the same delay matching the delay of the amplifier and we subtract the two. We amplify this difference by yet another amplifier class A. Now we have to delay this signal to match the delay of this error amplifier. So we have main amplifier, and here is error. And then this error amplifier, its signal is subtracted in a coupler from the output signal. Se pravi, in tu gre zdaj na antena. Kakšno je delovanje feed-forward ojačevalnika? Imamo dva močnostna ojačevalnika približno iste moči v razredu A. Ta ojačuje koristen signal, ta tukaj pa ojačuje dosti šipkejši signal, ki vsebuje samo razliko, napako. Ne? Tu je ojačevalnik napake, error amplifier. Ta ojačevalnik tisto napako potem natančno odšteje v tem sklopniku tukaj. Ne? Kar so zahteve, zdaj zato, ker ta glavni ojačevalnik ima neko zakasnitev, moram zakasnitev nadomestiti tukaj z nekim koaksialnim kablom, ki je navid, ne? Enako tukaj, ker ojačujem napako, moram glavni signal zakasniti, da tudi zelo napako perfektno odšteje, ne? No, takšen feed-forward ojačevalnik jasno ima grozljivu za nič izkoristek, ne? Ker sta dva ojačevalnika praktično enako velika in oba dva v razredu A. So a feed-forward amplifier has two amplifiers. The main amplifier actually amplifies the signal. The error amplifiers only amplifies the difference between the input signal and weighted output signal. This difference amplified is then exactly subtracted in the output coupler, so that we are trying to cancel the distortion, but we are not canceling the useful signal. Tukaj skušamo z odštevanjem, skušamo natančno odšteti popačenje, ampak ne odštevamo pa koristnega signala, tako da nam ostane samo koristen signal za anteno. Ne? To je prvi tak poskus, mislim da je tu danes že opuščeno, ker ima strahotno slab izkoristek. Glejte, dva ojačevalnika v razredu A, kjer ta v resnici nekaj koristnega počne, ta skoraj nič ne koristnega počne, vglavnem kuri elektriko ta. Ne? Zato da tiste šibke razlike skuša ojačiti brez popačenja. So, a feed-forward amplifier has a terribly bad efficiency. Here we have a class A amplifier, and this one down here is also class A, and this is just wasting power. It just amplifies some very small errors to subtract them from the output signal. So this does not make really much sense, this amplifier. This was UMTS technology. An amplifier made from patches here, patches there, patches all over the place, just to get some useful efficiency, some useful signal out of it. No, ampak, zdaj, to je bila tehnologija UMTS, veste sam, da se ni nikoli poplačal, ne? Tisto, kar so operaterji plačali za opremo, nisem nikoli dobil nazaj. Ne? No, in vsaj z LTE-em so poskušali narediti stvari boljše, ne? In z LTE-em je pa zgodba takšna, ne? Pred 80 leti je živel en inženjer, ki se je klical William Doherty v Ameriki, ne? No, in ta inženjer je mu jasno menedžer je nad sabo, ne? In zdaj inženirju so dali naslednjo nalogo, ne? Tukaj ti damo 2 5-kilovatni elektronki, pa ti iz 2 5-kilovatnih elektronk moraš 50 kW nadajnik narediti, ne? So the manager is izvedljivo, ne? So what is the problem with LTE? People tried to make a better transmitter for OFDM. And the story dates back 80 years back in the United States. There was an engineer called William Doherty. And this guy has some crazy manager that told him what he had to do. So the managers gave to these engineers two pieces of 5 kilowatt tubes to make a transmitter, a broadcast transmitter. And they asked him to make a 50 kilowatt transmitter out of two 5 kilowatt tubes. How do you find that problem? A little bit difficult. You have two 5 kilowatt tubes and you have to make a 50 kilowatt transmitter out of two 5 kilowatt tubes. So what William Doherty did, was to use his two tubes. He had two tubes, only two tubes. To use one tube in class B and the other tube make a class C amplifier. To use here a delay of 90 degrees. And also use here another delay of 90 degrees. And have the sum of the signals getting out of the system here. Kako deluje zdaj ta stvar? Ja, deluje, če si rišemo zdaj izkoristiti. So the point here is efficiency. If you can get good efficiency, then you can work with lower power tubes, because vacuum tubes are limited by the dissipated power. If you make a good efficiency transmitter, that's little power to be dissipated. So you can operate your tubes to much higher power levels. No, in če tukaj rišem vhodno moč, ne, In tukaj rišem izkoristek. Ne? No, prej smo videli, da za razred A je izkoristek neka taka krivulja. So for class A, the efficiency is a straight line, if you remember, the efficiency for class A is the efficiency at 1 dB times P out divided by P 1 dB. Okay? And this efficiency, 1 dB for class A, this is around 30%. No, sorry. Not this one. For class A, this is 30%. Typical. Then we have the class B guys that are on a quadratic term. Za razred B smo na paraboli. In ta parabola ima izkoristek v razredu B, ki je pa bil izkoristek v en decibelski točki. In ta je za razred B približno 50%, so ti se zbavljali 50% v klas B, times the square root of P out divided by P1 dB. Where comes Doherty in? Kaj pa je zdaj tukaj in Doherty na tem? Doherty ima pa tako krivuljo. Ima tukaj tudi parabolo do ene točke in potem se en malo spusti ta izkoristek, in potem pride nazaj na tisto točko. In kaj pa je izkoristek Doherty? Doherty, kjer tukaj deluje samo razred B, so in a Doherty amplifier, class B at low power levels, only class B is operating. And at high power levels, both B and C amplifiers are operating. And this is the trick how Doherty could improve the efficiency at low signals to get 50 kilowatts out of 2.5 kilowatt tubes. Na ta način je lahko Doherty dobil 50 kilowattov iz teh 5 kilovatnih cevi. Je pa nekaj treba tukaj takoj povedati. Nastaviti, da ta stvar pravilno deluje, je glavobol. So, Doherty, the basic idea works. It was not much used in time, because it is very tricky to adjust both tubes to work in the correct operating mode. So that one tube is class B and the other tube is class C. This is very, very difficult to do. So that both tubes sum out in the correct way. And it took 70 years for the electronics to develop. So that these things can be done. Se pravi, potrebno je bilo 70 let, da pridemo do tisa, kar imamo danes. Ne? No in danes imamo naslednje. Ne? Z LTE oddajnik. For an LTE TX, what can be done today? We have a special chip here. That makes all the processing for the two amplifiers. The class B or AB amplifier, maybe also the hybrid between A and B and class C amplifier. We have the 90-degree delay. Imamo 90-degree fazni pasuk tukaj, ne? Ker se potem ta dva se šteje skupaj, ne, to gre na anteno. In imamo povratno informacijo, ne, tukaj. We also have some feedback information. So that this automatic chip automatically adjusts both the amplitudes and phase and bias points of both amplitudes. Se pravi, mi imamo tukaj obdelavo v enem čipu vnotr, ne? In tam se da šele danes trditi, ne? Da spravite vso obdelavo v en čip. Se pravi, ki pravilno krmili obajačevalnika, nastavi pravilne delovne točke za obajačevalnika, kar niti zdaj še ni nastavno, nastavi pravilne razmerja moči, nastavi pravilen fazni zasuk in iz izhoda ima neko povratno vezavo, no lahko tukaj tudi rečemo tako, preko enega sklopnika, ne? Autokapljo. There's some feedback getting back to the chip, so the chip automatically adjusts some adaptive processing. to get out of Doha pite bete. Zdaj, se pravi, samo tu še tu je ta stvar automatiziramo, da ni treba imeti tam mašička, ki bo vrtel vse knofe, no, daj niko, ne. Se pravi, tu se da šele danes narediti, v enem čipu se da narediti tak krmilnik za Doha pivotajnik. No in to je tisto, kar danes LTE rabijo, tudi en malček zniža ste izhodno moč, ne. So this is what the solution is being used today, for instance, in LTE transmitters, to decrease decrease the power. You make up for LTE transmitters, za LTE oddajnike me sloh vse tu na enem samo čipu. So, for small LTE transmitters, all these circuits can be on just one single silicon chip. That can be done. So this is the solution how to go with LTE. Very complicated transmitter. But with some adaptive processing, it's possible to use William Doherty's idea from 80 years ago to make a viable transmitter out of it.
To je danes rešito, ne?
No, še eno stvar je treba povedati, da če ima mesto ječevalnik, ne, ki ima nasičenje, ima vlog še drugačne oblike nelinarnih pojavov. Ne. Zdaj, recimo, tukaj imamo ječevalnik v razredu A, ne. Ampak te ječevalniki, vsi ječevalniki, pa nevadi naši gradniki, imajo eno Millerjevo kapacitivnost. Ne. No, zdaj, če jaz ponazorim nasičenje tega ječevalnika z nekim spremenljivim uporom, so in povežem stvari skupaj, kaj se zdaj tukaj dogaja, ne? Če imam tukaj vhodna napetost, tukaj izhodna napetost, out, in tukaj imam recimo QA, ne? So, now, distortion in amplifiers can take many different forms. Here, what happens in the real world? In the real world, amplifiers have some Miller capacitance from the output to the input. All amplifying devices will have this effect. What is now the net result of this Miller capacitance? Zdaj, če narišemo kazalčni diagram, if I draw a phasor diagram, I have an input voltage, and I have on the output of the amplifier, I have U of amplifier. Ampak imam tudi C Miller, ne? In tukaj imam zdaj U C Miller. In tukaj imam napadec napetosti na U R za nasičenje sveta. Moja izhodna napetost tega ječevalnika je pa ta kazalec tukaj. My output voltage, what it has right now? Right now it has, it adds a phase shift. Phase shift is added. And this phase shift is actually a function of the input voltage. Because of separation of the amplifier. Ta fazni zasuk je zdaj odvisen od vhodne napetosti. Ne? No in temu pojavu, da je amplituda, pravimo tudi AM, CM pretvorba. So this effect is also called AM to PM conversion. So amplitude modulation is converted to phase modulation. Sometimes you may also read, it's also written this AM to PM. Amplitude modulation to phase modulation. Phase modulation is always delayed. To je zmerno dodatna zakasnito se dodaja za te dodatne fazne modulacije. In no, in AM, PM pretvorba je zdaj en parameter ojačevalniku, ki je v kakšnih določenih primerih lahko pomemben. Ja? No, kje se AM, PM pretvorba pozna? AM, PM pretvorba se pozna, recimo, če imate večnivojske modulacije, recimo QAM16. So, where is AM to PM conversion important? important if you have complex multi-level modulation like QRM16. If I draw the constellation of QRM16, I and Q axes, the ideal constellation is like this. The 16 symbols of QRM16. Idealno zvezdje QRM16 modulacije ima zdaj tako izgleda tačno. Kaj se zgodi zaradi AMPM pretvorbe? AMPM pretvorba je tem večja, čim večja je jakost signalov. Tako da recimo, tej tukaj se že premaknilo sem, ne, za ko se kasnito dobijo, so this get delay, get here. This symbols get delayed. And the worst delay of all is to the outer symbols. Zunani te simboli dobijo največjo popačenje. Ne? So I'm here drawing the AM to PM conversion for the signals. The worst effect is on the outermost symbol, the one that have the highest power. Power is proportional to the square of the distance from the center. Moč je tukaj sorazmerna kvadratu amplitude, ne? Kvadratu oddaljenosti od središča. Ne? Te tukaj se komaj kaj premaknejo. Ne? So these four low-level signals stay at their places, but the more out we go, the higher the AM to PM conversion. So the constellation of a QAM16 signal due to AM to PM conversion changes very much. And this may lead to errors in the transition. Ta stvar se pretvori v napake per obdajenje, kar je zdaj hudu narobe. Ne? So this is very bad if we get transmission errors, because the constellation rotated. Not the whole constellation, but just the outer symbols of the constellation rotated. And this is a very big, very big problem with AM to PM conversion. Now we get to our final problem for today, and this is how to deal with an OFDM signal. Se pravi, zdaj prijemo do najhujšega primera danes, ne? In kako zdaj ravnati v primeru OFDM oddaja. Nekatere te stvari smo že zapisali. Ne? OFDM oddajnik ima lahko nekje od 48 pa tja do več kot 27,000 nosilcev. An OFDM transmitter may have between 48, this is the minimum used by Wi-Fi devices, up to more than 27,000 carriers used by DVB-T standard. Now, if we have P1, the power of one carrier, we already had this on the board, we have the average power, that is N times P1. And we have the peak power, that is actually N squared times P1. No, če imamo takšen signal, ki ima n neodvisnih nosilcev, ne, povprečna moč je n krat močnega nosilca, vršna moč je pa n kvadrat, ker se lahko vsi kazalčki sofazno seštejejo. So this is just a sum of powers, while this here may be a sum of phasors. A phasor sum, that when all phasors are aligned in the same way, we get n times the voltage. N times the voltage means n squared times the power. Veličina, ki jo imamo tukaj, se kliče PAPR, peak to average power ratio. peak to average power ratio. This is maximum power divided by the average power. And for RDM, if you do the calculation, this is equal to n. This n may be very, very large, especially for DBBT. And it is not practical to build such a transmitter. If we build a transmitter, če načutujemo oddajnik, ne, ta P maksimalna je lahko približno PNDB, ker več moj oddajnik ne proizvede, ne, več kot PNDB, ni kar marljiv. So, as a maximum power of our transmitter, we can say that this is about P1 dB. And our transmitter at much higher power levels, it does not provide any gain. So we can no longer steer the output stage of the amplifier to such high power levels because the driver does not have enough power. If we look at the efficiencies, če gremo zdaj pogledati izkoristke, ne, za razred A, smo imeli, da je bil izkoristek v razredu A je bil eta ndb, ne, krat moč, in tu bo zdaj povprečna naša moč, deljeno z pndb, ne. Se pravi, je tu zdaj izkoristek ndb deljeno z n, ne. Ta reč je grozno malo, ne? So for class A, it's a disaster here. It's a slightly bit better for class B. The efficiency of class B is eta 1 dB times the square root of the average power divided by P1 dB. The average efficiency. And this turns out to be eta 1 dB divided by square root of n. But still, this thing is very low. Še zmeraj ta stvar je zelo nizka. Predvsem pa je zelo nizka moč, ne? V obeh primerih, so the power produced by our transmitter is very low. A high power transmitter is an expensive device. The power we actually produce, we are actually producing P, and this is P 1 dB divided by N. Think about 10,000 carriers. With a 10 kilowatt transmitter, we only produce 1 watt of power on the antenna. That does not make much sense. Pa mislite en malo tukaj, če imamo recimo 10,000 nosilcev, ne, per DVB-T-ju, ja, mi rabimo 10 kW na oddajnik, zvedemo 10,000, da bi imeli 1 W na antene, ne? Tukaj ni samo cena energije, tudi cena oddajnika, kjer igra vlogo, ne? So this calculation actually does not make much sense. The idea now is to look at the signal in a statistical way. Se pravi, pogledamo na signal, kakor na statistično veličino. Če imamo dosti majhni, če je naš signal vsota dosti majhnih signalčkov, naš kazalec vsota dosti majhnih kazalčkov, smemo uporabiti statističen pristop. So, we can take a statistical approach to our signal if our phasor, or the output of the transmitter, is composed of many, many, many small contributions. And we really have many, many carriers here, many small contributions. And the statistic, the correct statistic here, is the correct distribution is the Rayleigh distribution. If you look just at the amplitude. Rayleigh pravi, da gostota verjetnosti moči, ne, je ena z povprečno močjo, ne, krat eksponentna funkcija ena minus dejanska moč deljena z povprečno močjo. So the Rayleigh distribution of the probability density, this is small p. This is small p, while big p is uppercase p is power. lowercase p is probability density. The probability density according to the Rayleigh distribution is 1 over the average power times exponent function of power divided by average power. And this statistical approach is certainly valid due to the large number of carriers. Gauss says that five independent experiments are enough. That's the reason why we have five mid-term intercepts. But we have from 48 to 37,000 carriers, so this is certain, this condition is satisfied. So now what happens in the output stage? Case of Gajava is Hodny Stopny of the M od Dajnika. With Hodny Stopny of the M od Dajnika, se lahko zgodi naslednje, če tukaj rišem kompleksni diagram in pa fuzo modulacijo. Ne? V tem diagramu jaz lahko narišem zdaj tukaj mejo. Moja meja je krog, ki ima polmer so my limit is a circle that has a radius of square root of p1 dB. My transmitter cannot produce more than p1 dB. I cannot steer it to produce more. But, ampak moj signal pa zahteva mogoče večjo moč. Ne? To je dejanska moč mojega signala. Korijen iz p. I have to write here square roots. Moram pisati korijene, zakaj? Zato, ker kazalčen diagram ima not amplitude. Amplituda je korijen iz moči. So, in the phasor diagram, in the IQ plot, I have to write the square roots of power, because power is proportional to the square of the amplitude. The length of the phasor is the amplitude. Kar jaz v resnici dosežem, iz tazja, takšne ojačevalnika, kar v resnici dobim, ne? So my real output may only be here. My real output, this is square root of p1 dB. This is the real output. Well, I have less amplitude, nižjo amplitudo dobim, ker tukaj mi izhodna stopna omejuje, in dobim nek fazni kut, ne? Tu je amplitudna v fazno modulacijo. So due to AM to FM conversion, phase FM conversion, I also get some phase angle. And I can say that this here, this distance here, is proportional to the square root of the error power. If I write it P error. So my real transmitter, as long as power stays inside here, it's all okay. Če imam recimo korijen iz moči tukaj, je vse v redu. Korijen iz P, ne? Imam tukaj tudi spodnji signal, bo verna kopija njegova, ne? So the output signal of my transmitter here will be a faithful copy if I have a square, if this square is P is small. But the problem is when P is larger than P1 dB. Here P is smaller than P1 dB. It's all okay. Here I don't have problems. Well, here I have saturation. And I get some error signal. Zdaj z OFDM modulacijo with OFDM we frequently define a term that's called error vector magnitude. And this error vector magnitude is defined as the square root of p error divided by the power. Since both things are statistical, we have to take the average error divided by the average power. Se pravi, tukaj je enomerilu je ta vektorska napaka per OFDM sistem. Vektorska napaka je sorazmerna korijenu, ne? To bi bilo tudi, to bi bilo lahko rekel tu, da je ta korijen, da je napetost napake deljena z napetostjo, ne? Velikostjo. Ne? So, this is the kazalc napake deljen z kazalcem napetosti, velikosti, ne? Kazalcev, ne? So the error vector magnitude is actually the length of the error vector compared to the average vector length of the surface, average phase of length. In tu je tista številka, ki je za nas pri vsem skupaj pomembna. Ne? No, zdaj, tisto, kar bomo naredili mi na predavanjih, mi bomo naredili eno oceno. Ne? So we have to estimate now how much error do we get if we start with the statistical signal that has a statistical Rayleigh distribution of the of its probability density. Moramo oceniti, koliko napake se dobimo. Ne? No, in ena taka zelo groba ocena je naslednja. So, this one is going to be a very rough estimate. An estimate is a worst case estimate. Je primer v najslabšem primeru. In sicer, tale moč napake je zdaj imamo dva primera. Če je moč manjša od PNDB, dobro, ne robimo. Ta moč napake je enaka nič, kadar je moč manjša od PNDB. So we have zero error power when the power, the requested power is less than the saturation of power amplifier. This we can reproduce perfectly. Tu lahko naš oddajnik brezhibno predstavi, se pravi, tukaj nimamo nobene napake, ne? No, in imamo ta napaka, bo pač imela neko velikost, in jaz bom rekel, da ne bo tu kar približno moči, signala, kadar je ta moč večja od PNDB. Tu je res zdaj worst case, ne? So this, in the worst case, this error, when the power is larger than P1 dB, this error power is the same as the power. This is the worst case. It's really less than, I should say, less than. Less or equal. But if we take it equal, then we have a worst case estimate, that's very useful for us. Se pravi, bomo vzeli najslabši primer, ne, da je ta moč napake enaka kar enaka moči, celotni moči signala, kar je letelo. Ne? No, in kako zdaj izgleda, kako zdaj tu zračunamo, ne? Kako zračunamo povprečno moč napake, ne? Povprečno moč napake, zračunamo na tak način, da integriramo, zdaj z močjo gremo od nič do neskončnosti, ne? Moč napake, kakor funkcija moči, ne? Krat gostota verjetnosti, da se taka moč pojavi, dp, ne? Dp, krat gostota verjetnosti, ta integral mi da ena, tukaj bom dobil ven moč napake, ven, ne? No, ampak ta stvar je zagotovo manjša. Dobro. Prva stvar, kar lahko naredim, jaz tukaj spodaj nimam napake. Zato, ker tukaj nimam napake, jaz lahko rečem, da ta integral, da gre od PNDB do neskončne. Since I have no error power below P1 dB, I can start the integral at P1 dB. Error power as a function of power times probability density of power times d power. Ok? In ta stvar je pa zdaj zagotovo manjša ali enaka. Če uporabim zdaj to tukaj, ne, ta pogoj. Manjša. So this is less than equal. So my estimate is a worst case estimate of this integral from P1 dB to infinity. Ne, do neskončnosti, da grem tukaj zdaj. Da dam kar tukaj p krat gostota verjetnosti od p, ne, dp. So I replace the error power with the full power, full requested power. This is certainly a worst case estimate. But this is good enough. Kakšen je zdaj rezultat naš z EVM? So, this integral actually can be computed. So, this is not too difficult to compute this integral. It's an integral from P1 dB to infinity. Prepišemo gostoto verjetnosti, pa prepišemo moč. Ne se pravi, tukaj je zdaj moč, deljeno z povprečno močjo, krat eksponenta funkcije 1 minus p deljeno z povprečno močjo, d p, ne? Ker je tale p je integracijska spremenljivka, povprečna moč je pa konstanta, ki jo poznamo. Ne? So, we can reduce this to this integral, where p is our integration variable, average power is something known, and p1 dB is something known. Okay? Kaj dobimo zdaj, kakor rezultat z EBM? Tu moramo integrirati po delih, se pravi, here we have to make an integration per partes to remove this term here, and to get the result for error vector magnitude becomes something like this. Other way around. The result comes out something like this. You have this derivation in the notes I gave you. Ta izpeljava mase na listi, kar se nam poslal. Ne? No, ampak zdaj, koliko bo ta error vector magnitude? So, how large is this error vector magnitude? Written as a function of this ratio, p1 dB over p. Tukaj pridejo taki, če imamo tukaj nič decibelov, ne? To pravi tu ena, ne? Je ta kar zelo velik, je ta 86%, no? Such a big error vector magnitude makes no sense. But if we have 10 dB here, that's equal to 10, this ratio, we have just 2% here. And if we have 20 dB here, that's 100, this thing here is 2 times 10 to the minus 19%. No, zdaj pa vidimo, kje je moč statistike, ne? Moč statistike v tej eksponentni funkciji tukaj, ne? Če damo tukaj zelo veliko razmerje, ne? Zelo veliko razmerje, 100 rečemo, je ta stvar praktično zanemarljiva. So, what is the conclusion? This thing here is useless. Če imamo tako verjetnost napake, je to neuporabno. Ne? Ta verjetnost napake tukaj je čisto uporabna za preproste modulacije. Like BPSK, OFDM, QPSK over OFDM, and so on, maybe even QAM16. And this thing here is always good. Se pravi, tista, če bi imeli 100 razmerje, je stvar zmerno uporabna, kakršnokoli modulacijo damo tega, nihče ni zmerno. So we are not going to be able to measure this error vector magnitude. This is so small. You cannot measure it. Kakšna je praktična zahteva? So what is the practical design that we have with this ratio, P1 dB, over average power, we have between 10 and 30. Smo tukaj med 10 decibeli in 15 decibeli. Temu se reče tudi back-off. So this is also called the transmitter back-off. With OFDM we need a transmitter back-off between 10 and 30, or in decibels between 10 dB and 15 dB. Then we can tolerate the distortion causing by the very rare peaks that exceed the
power that our transmitter can produce.
Kakšen je zdaj naš račun tukaj, ne? Naš račun, ne? Moram še pobrisati, ne? So what is our calculation? Our calculation is efficiency. If we have class B, say, as an example, imamo ojačevalnik v razredu B, ki ima izkoristek pri N, eta NDB približno 50%, ne? Koliko bo zdaj izkoristek? Izkoristek bo zdaj, naš izkoristek bo zdaj tale eta NDB, krat koren zdaj pa, ne? Tukaj pa koren, ne? Iz P povprečna, deljeno za P in DB, ne? No in v kakšnih mejah se lahko giblje ta izkoristek? Moramo dati obratno vrednost te številke, ne? Tu je 3, ne? 10 korin, 10 je približno 3. 50% deljeno s 3 je 15%. Tja do, na gorni meji, če imam 30, korin iz 30 je približno 5. 5, recimo tukaj do 10%, ne? Tu je maksimalna izkoristek, kar lahko dobimo iz OFDM oddajne. Jaz bi rekel, da tipične številke so, this is the theoretical version, so for a back-off of 10 dB, for a back-off of 15 dB, here maybe not 10, 9. But the typical values are lower because we don't have such ideal class B stages. V resnici nimamo takih idealnih oddajnikov v razredu B, da bi se dalo takve številke dobiti. Tako da real je v nekaj omejah od 3%, da je 2%, samo 2%. Tja do mogoče 7%. Resničen izkoristek. To je pa teoretsko, kaj se da dobiti ven, če iz vsega tega, kar smo napisali na tablo, zračunamo. Ampak take številke, vidite, tukaj vam takoj povejo, da OFDM ni kakšna čudovita modulacija. Sicer ima kup lepih lastnosti, ampak izkoristka oddajnika pa nima. So OFDM may be a very nice modulation for the theoreticians. They derive all possible good properties of this modulation. Today, if you do not speak of OFDM, no one is going to listen to you. OFDM is the rule today. But it's not an efficient modulation. We are not getting much power out of our transmitter. We are getting lots of heat and little power. Toliko za danas, ne?